Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Albertsons Incorporated versus Commissioner. It is an important case about HVAC systems, and it is one you need to understand clearly because it is a loss for the taxpayer. Albertsons ran supermarkets, 33 of them to be exact. Inside those stores were large HVAC systems heating and cooling the air. Albertsons wanted to write off those systems faster as personal property instead of as part of the building. A commercial building writes off over 39 years. Personal property writes off in 5 or 7 years. The difference in deductions can be significant. To do this, Albertsons relied on a rule called the sole justification exception. Here is how that rule works in plain terms. Normally, a building system like HVAC is treated as part of the building and depreciates slowly, but there is an exception. If a system exists for one reason and one reason only, which is to serve another piece of equipment, then it might qualify as personal property instead. Albertsons argued that their HVAC was there to maintain the right temperature and humidity for their refrigeration equipment. The refrigerators needed controlled conditions, so the HVAC was there for the equipment. That was their argument. The United States Tax Court originally agreed with Albertsons. The tax court said the HVAC qualified. Then, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed that decision in 1994. The appeals court looked at the same facts and came out differently. The HVAC systems were not there solely for the refrigeration equipment. They also cooled and ventilated the store for customers. People shopping in those stores were benefiting from the same air conditioning. That mixed purpose broke the sole justification argument. Because the HVAC served both the equipment and the people, it could not claim the exception. The HVAC systems and even the raised roof sections built over the refrigeration areas were all held to be structural components. Section 1250, 39-year property. So the tax court win turned into a loss on appeal. The Ninth Circuit controls California, Oregon, Washington, and several other Western states. In those states, this is the rule on mixed-purpose HVAC. What does this mean for a cost segregation study? It means the HVAC argument has limits. If your HVAC system serves both equipment and people, the sole justification exception does not apply. A well-prepared study does not overreach on HVACs. It identifies the systems that meet the strict standard and leaves the rest alone. Albertsons is cited in your report because a thorough study acknowledges the cases that limit the strategy, not just the ones that expand it. That is what gives your report credibility as the IRS ever reviews it. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this authority connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.